Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Okay, hi everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to Celestial Fridays with me, Celeste Elliott. I am a registered medium here in Lilydale, New York, and we are the largest center for the religion, science, and philosophy of spiritualism. So I will always get into that a little bit so that you have an understanding of what that means. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about mediumship, because that's what I do, and I always get a lot of questions about that. So as always with Fridays, and it is morning still, I'm here with my very favorite co-host, Coffee. And I genuinely considered calling this show Coffee with Spirit. In spiritualism, we talk about spirit with the big S, which is our way of saying creator, or God, or infinite intelligence. We use all of those terms and very interchangeably. So in case you should get confused, that's what's going on. It is an absolutely gorgeous day here today. We are very lucky that it is going into the end of September here, and the leaves are starting to change. And I have a guest. Hi. What's going on?
Hello.
So my mom is joining me this morning, and she's going to listen to my broadcast from the reading room. So she also gave me the mug that my co-host is in, Coffee. Sometimes I open my mouth and my mom comes out, because that is our sense of humor around here. And it's also a little bit of a joke about channeling, but again, I'll kind of get into that later. So for me, I wanted to acknowledge that today is the very first day of fall equinox. So for those of you who are counting down the time to getting through winter and back into long days and summer and our official season here in Lilydale, which is always the last weekend in June through whenever the holiday is in September. So usually a 9-week season, sometimes a 10-week season. And if you want to see it longer, lobby the office. Because I'm right there with you. So just wanting to kind of talk a little bit about what's going on here today. Also, this weekend in Lilydale, we do have a guest medium, but also a teacher, and he's coming in to do a course this afternoon. Well, starting this tonight, and it's called, I can't find my note on that, so I will come back to that. keeping it real for you guys today. But that information can be found on the Lilydale Assembly website /winter workshops. Andy Bing is the gentleman that we have coming in, and I don't know if there are any official tickets or spaces left for that. His course is called The Power of the Story, and that is all about mediumship and bringing through the story of our loved ones, and that's really what counts. That's because in spiritualism, we consider this to be an act of faith, and by that we mean that we practice meditation, we practice healing, we practice mediumship, because we believe in a creator, we believe in a soul, we believe that that soul goes on even after the body has gone away. So the personality is what we get to kind of pack up and take with us. So I do actually have a call, and if you would like to call in later, I will try to get to everybody today. Our guest call-in number is 818-739-8818. And I have a question from Facebook from Jan Rancic, and she would like to know, how can we tap into our own abilities in regard to mediumship, or can we? And yes, even though mediumship, some families bake well, some families play music well, my family happens to be a little more finely tuned when it comes to the intuitive and mediumistic aspects of things, and that's why it's very, very easy for me to just kind of, you know, I had no stage parents growing up, which was a wonderful thing. I was allowed to develop or not develop at my own speed. I was allowed to be around development circles. My mom went to development circles back in the 80s, and sometimes if there wasn't a babysitter, I got to come and just kind of color quietly in the next room, but it gave me the impression that this was something that everybody can do and that it's a normal thing. In spiritualism, you have different kinds of circles. You have development circles where you will sit and typically do a different topic every week, something that you want to work on, something that is, you know, weighing on you. You know, and you'll give each other messages, usually a closed group, which builds a lot of trust. And, you know, it's a very gentle way to go about learning to go inside, because there's always meditation with it, as I said, which, by the way, is the number one way to develop. So if you're interested in getting in tune with your intuition, if you're interested in getting into mediumistic ability, absolutely, definitely look at meditation first and foremost. And by the way, that can be a walking meditation, that can be sitting in the silence, that can be a guided meditation. All of it learns to train the brain in a way that you can learn to relax, learn to focus on your breathing, learn to be in the moment, and figure out how spirit is working with you individually. So I'm sorry, I'm looking at my co-host and not my coffee, but my visitor over here, so that was my stumble. but yes, I'm looking up the dates for Lloyd Auerbach, who we had last weekend. And I wanted to acknowledge, he came in and spoke with us. He works with the Rhine Institute and and a university, and he gave us a wonderful talk about what's real in mediumship. And that's something that, as professionals, we have to look at. It's something that, you know, you want to know how your physiology works. And that's something that, if you can cut through what is not real, gives you much more opportunity. So I would encourage you to look him up and look up his books. The Andy Bing class I'm still working on, but I will get you that link in a little bit, okay? Because I did have a comment here from Colleen Vanderzijden, one of our fellow mediums here in Lilydale. And she was acknowledging to me that that is actually not this weekend. So I will get you the correct date on that, I promise. So anyway, I am looking at some of the comments here. And for those of you who have a question, yes, about having a relative that is on the spirit side of life, and how you can reach them, the answer is you do not have to go to a medium for that. If there are things that you want to say to them, You can absolutely do that. And they get it. They get it on a soul level. They get that information. So they are a little bit of a captive audience, I have to say. So, yes, I am seeing that I'm being handed a sign here that says that the course for Andy Bing is the 29th of September, which is not this weekend. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's next weekend. It starts on Friday night. It goes through Sunday. I've had people who have been to his courses, and they say that he is incredible and a very, very knowledgeable, very talented guy. So you can look at that at lilydaleassembly.com/winterworkshops, or you can go to his website, which is andybing.com, andybyng.com. In addition to talking to your spirit loved ones, which, by the way, even as a professional medium, is something that I do every day, I find that having a practice of gratitude is a very big deal and a very good thing. So when I wake up in the morning, it's kind of a situation of living intentionally. So what you do is when you wake up, you know, acknowledge, hey, I'm grateful to be here, and I want to say hello to the people that I love on the spirit side of life. And, you know, as you're going through your day, if there's something that funny that comes up and you think, oh, you know, so-and-so would have loved that, you're just sending off the thought. You're sending off the thought of love, and that keeps the connection very, very strong. So I have a question here on Facebook from Tim, and he's asking if September 23rd, if this is the end of the world. Not to my knowledge. Spirit has given me absolutely no indication of such things. I would say that for the same reason that I would never forecast anybody's demise, that's not something that we can know. That's something that is totally between Creator and the individual souls. So I've heard nothing of, I have absolutely no indication of that, because I got to tell you, if tomorrow was the end of the world, I would have been really, really torn about whether to sleep in today or whether to go out and do something really extra, extra cool. I would probably be on the kayak on the lake. And yes, Lilydale is actually, we are at a higher elevation. We are in the southern tier of Western New York, and we are located right on the shore of Casadega Lake. It's very, very beautiful up here. I'm looking over the comments here, and I really feel people ask me about what it's like to be a medium. What that means, I would say, of course, the official definition is somebody who connects with people who are no longer in the physical. That is not a spooky thing. It is not a scary thing. It is, in some ways, I like to refer to mediumship as sort of like not just ESP, as we used to term it, but it's using all of your additional senses, and that's what I mean about figuring out how spirit is working specifically with you. So for some people, they may have just kind of the gut feeling or the knowing that somebody is around them from the spirit side of life, and that is something that I work with pretty frequently. We can call that clairsentience, or if you are getting the feeling of what they feel. For instance, if I had somebody who passed from an issue with the kidney, I may feel something in the low back, in the kidney area. It does not mean that they will use this as an identifier. I feel that identifiers and personality are extremely important. But it's not something that they have to go through again, okay? I will tell you that most mediums are extremely compassionate people, and we would not traumatize your relatives, especially not on purpose. So rest assured, if you are picking up on the feelings of somebody around you in spirit, they do not have to carry that with them. I've had people who had amputations. I've had men who have gone bald on this plane of existence, and from the spirit side of life, they'll come in and they'll kind of give me the wink and the nudge, and they'll go, "Tell my loved one that I have hair again." And the amputees usually are a little more blasé. It's like, yeah, I'm walking around really good now. And I'll say that to the client, and they'll go, "Oh, yeah, that's right. He had a toe amputated." Or, he lost part of the arm or something along those lines. They use it to say, hey, this is really me, and I want to make sure that you know that. Mediums can offer evidence. We can't necessarily say that it is 100% proof, because nobody, unless they experience it for themselves, is going to feel that they have 100% proof. And even then, sometimes we question, because that's the left brain, that's the rational mind. And it, by and large, it's sort of what we do. So I have a question here about whether I see spirits in the human form. Sometimes I get them like a flash in my brain, like a very, very quick movie scene. And sometimes I see them as I would see one of you in the living. And that's not as typical. What I've found over the years is that has more to do with the energy of the spirit person than it has to do with me personally and my skill set. Because sometimes, like if I'm seeing them as solidly as I would see you, it doesn't necessarily mean that the client is also seeing them that solidly. What it means is that clairvoyance or clear seeing, which we associate with the third eye in the chakra system, comes in two forms. It comes in objective and subjective, and one meaning internal and one meaning external. For those spirit people who are able to sort of manifest themselves fully, and not going back to the movies, which, can be a little bit creepy, that sort of thing. By the way, even as a professional medium, I absolutely hate scary movies. They get to me too. And it's not because I believe what's going on and I feel that's, somehow going to manifest itself in the real world, but it does. It gives you that spooky feeling about it. So, for anybody who is able to kind of have a little creative energy, that lends very, very well to mediumship. So another exercise that you can do is if you want to work on your visuals with mediumship, start to look at images and think about, okay, this is how I would describe this. Most people can get an internal visual, and an example of that is if you would close your eyes and you would think about, what your bedroom looks like. Because that's a room that you're in every day. And you may skip over some of the details unless you pay attention. I've done readings and I've said, oh, you have a picture of so-and-so, and there's one in the living room and it's framed, and then you have another one and it's just kind of sitting against this window. And they'll go, well, I know about the one, but I don't remember the other. And they'll come back and say, they'll call me or they'll email me and they'll say, I wasn't sure about X piece of information, and then I went home and I checked it out, and you're right, it's there. Now, that kind of lends us to talking about something with clairvoyance where there's two ways that you can get that information, actually three ways you can get that information. One is to get that through what we refer to as traveling clairvoyance, which is where you are thinking about that place, and you're sort of linking into the energy of the client that you're with, and you're able to kind of look around that space. You are not physically there, but your consciousness has gone to that place. We also have the version where you're just getting the information strictly from the spirit person, so they could be describing it to you in a thought form. And by the way, all spirit communication comes down to thought form, all of it. And we dissect that into lots and lots of other skill sets. We'll talk about clairvoyance, we'll talk about clairaudience, we'll talk about clairsentience. My favorite, clairgustance, clair smelling. That's one of my favorites because sometimes I will get woken up by the smell of something delicious when I have a particular loved one that comes in. I want to make friends with as many people who bake as possible in this lifetime so that, you know, when we're all on the other side. Because what a cool calling card, right? People also will smell perfume or cologne out of the blue. That's another way that spirit uses your olfactory senses to say hello. And it's just they will come in the way that they think you will best remember and understand them. And the personality stays. So if you had someone who was a little bit cheesy, a little bit of a jokester, that sort of thing, then that's how they're going to come in. I've done readings and had people flirt with me a little bit for the spirit side. And it's not that they're literally interested in me. It's that they're making a point. They're showing their personality. They are talking about kind of who they were and kind of giving us the feeling of, what it was really like to be around them, because we want to evoke those emotions and those feelings. And as we talk to them, you know, it kind of keeps it fresh for us. It gives them opportunity. They will usually talk about something that they have seen going on around you or with you pretty recently because it's something that's going to be on the top of your mind. They'll do that to say, hey, I am around. I do see what's going on. They may want to offer you a little bit of advice if there's something that they're working on with you. Because in spiritualism, we really believe that the soul continues to progress, and that means that we're working on ourselves even after we're passed. I've done readings for people where, you know, not everybody's parent was really nice. Not everybody's grandparent was really nice. I've done readings, and by the way, if you're going to go to public mediumship demonstrations and somebody takes the time to come in from spirit and you didn't particularly like them when they were in the living, don't deny them to the medium just because you didn't like them. You can tell the medium I didn't like them. We don't get to pick who comes through, but we set the intention that it's nobody random. We set the intention that it's, you know, people that it could be a healing experience for you, a growth experience for you, and so we never know with that. I did a public dem this summer. We actually do, we call it a public dem, but it's doing public mediumship. So it's not private, it's in a crowd. We do three services. We do consider them to be religious services a day here in Lilydale during the summer season. And then in the off season, we have Wednesday evening healing service at the Healing Temple. That is mostly healing. There are some messages. There is a very, very short sort of inspirational reading or lecture or something along those lines as well. So it's a very nice thing to go to. And that's hosted by the various churches here in Lilydale. Somebody sponsors each month in the off season. So you could have October with, for instance, because I don't have the schedule in front of me, Living Spirit Church. You could have December with Fellowships of the Spirit. You could have the National Spiritualist Church, the Lilydale Spiritualist Church for a month. And we all sort of take turns. There are four recognized churches here in Lilydale. So I always jokingly say if I don't catch one of the morning services because I have something going on, there's also one that meets in the evening at 6 o'clock, so I can always catch the matinee. And I say that, of course, very cheeky. So I wanted to read one of the comments here. So I'm seeing somebody who has a comment that said, I was told that my love was mad at me, who was on the spirit side of life. I was wondering if he's still mad. He passed in a race and died about 17 years ago. I would say to you that I rarely get a complaint from the spirit side of life. You know, that is a place of where we are surrounded by unconditional love and treated very gently and helped to progress. I would say, keep sending healing prayers because it's a wonderful thing. It's like getting a Hallmark card for the spirit loved ones. But I have, it's very, very rare that somebody comes in from spirit and says that they are upset. And it may be a situation where the medium wanted to get across to you that they didn't like something that was going on, that they were seeing, that they felt badly for you, that they wanted to help you through something. But I have literally never done a reading and had a spirit person come in just to tell someone off. And I have to say also, I would not allow that because there's nothing healing about that. So I hope that kind of helps. And Sherry is saying that she feels she has clear knowing, clear cognizance. And everything is kind of clear cognizance. And I would say absolutely. I would say that everybody has intuitive ability. I would say everybody has mediumistic ability. And that is something that is hardwired into us. It's something that... it's an extension of our survival skills. I do not believe that, and by the way, pets are highly intuitive. I've had readings where I've had living pets come in because they're checking up on their owners and they want to know where you are. So, they can learn to do that. They're not as tied into the being, the physical body, as we are. So I always love that. There is a book called Psychic Pets, and I actually have not read that, but I'm aware of the title. And I thought that was kind of perfect because it's true. That's kind of partially how they know when we're coming home, even though they're not... even when we don't have a regular routine. For people who work different hours or people who are retired and have a different schedule every day. So can you connect to a client? Can you connect a client to someone they have never met, someone who is not connected to them in any way? I would say by and large, if somebody is not connected to you in any way, they're not going to bother coming in to talk to you. It's very rare that, and this is something that we would talk about as far as soul contracts go. In my personal belief system, I can't speak for any other medium out there, it is possible that they could, there is a soul that you would have a connection to, not in your conscious mind, but on a soul level, that, they need they need to grow, and they might come in and kind of hang out with you, but not under duress, not in a circumstance in which you wouldn't have, invited them to do so, and like I said, on an unconscious level or a soul level, rather than a conscious level, It's unusual, but I would say, I guess it does happen every, one in a million sort of deal. you might have something in your journey that is exactly what they need in order to learn and grow and progress themselves. So, you know, they would be hanging out with you. But usually if there is somebody that's coming in from spirit, it is a friend or relative, somebody that you have some kind of connection with. Often, and there's kind of a running joke around Lilydale that everybody wants to talk to Elvis. and there was actually a gentleman that was here, I can't remember if it was this season or last, or the season before that, who was personally connected to Elvis, by the way. And somebody came in and was talking about a piece that he had inherited that came from Elvis, because Elvis was very generous and he gave things away. So, you know, we do not, there is sort of this idea of spiritualists that we sit around a table holding hands in the dark trying to contact the dead all the time. And I got to say, you know, that is a really kind of outdated stereotype. Anything that can be done in the dark can be done in the light. I had a client a few years ago when I was first starting here in Lilydale, and she was in her 80s at that time, mid-80s, and I was explaining how I work and everything, and then I was going to close my eyes and say my little prayer before I started, and she said, wait a minute, you forgot, and I said, what did I forget? And she said, you forgot to turn off the lights, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't do that. So that's something that that was many, many years ago done because there was a belief at that time that it might be easier to see certain things in certain spectrums of light. But, you know, modern mediumship, mental mediumship is what we have the focus on, which is using all of those extended senses. So, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th, 10th, 12th sense, you know, all of the things, because you have, and my brother teases me, it's like, so if you have a third eye, does that mean you have a third ear? Does that mean you have a third nostril, a psychic nostril, that sort of thing? And so we kind of laugh about that. Okay. I see the situation I was talking about earlier. I was corrected. I read and interpreted that comment as that the spirit person was upset with the person who wrote in, and just upset that it happened. Yeah, I have had spirit people come through that said, you know what, that was not when I thought I was going to go home. That was not what I wanted. And so they were a little annoyed with that. They wanted more time here on this plane of existence. And when you're having it, it's like being a kid and you're at the playground and you're having a good time and mom says it's time to go home and you're like, yeah, but I don't, you know, another 10 minutes, another hour, come on. So that actually makes really, really good sense to me. So, okay, so I'm seeing a comment here. What do those who are in spirit do all day? Float around or watch us? I frequently think I see one of my cats who passed walking around the house. Yes, animals come in spirit all the time. Our loved ones will come and visit us from the spirit side of life. They will hang out with us. Remember that time is not the same for our spirit loved ones as it is for us. They can move backwards and forwards in time. They can think of some place and be there. They can think of someone and be there. It's one of the things that the movie Ghost got right. So, bonus. Something that, you know, these are questions that when I was growing up, there was not as much access to information in the mainstream. And being in the spiritualist community, I was able to ask questions. I was able to, you know, look at sort of older texts, older books that are still in print or that, you know, were out of print but that people had access to. So, and I promise I am going to get to the Blog Talk callers pretty soon. If you want to call in at some point, the guest number is 818-739-8818. That number again, 818-739-8818. We are talking about mediumship and sort of how that fuels your life, how it's connected with us. So, you know, our spirit loved ones, they're working on themselves, and I know only a little bit of what that entails because it's kind of a review process also. You know, you're hanging out with teachers just like you would do with schooling. I don't believe that they have to sit in the tiny, uncomfortable desks, which is a huge bonus. Sometimes they hang out with us and they're learning as we're learning and growing. Sometimes they are, you know, vacationing. I've had people come in from Spirit who said, you know, when I was in the living, I planned all of these trips, or I would listen to people as they were going on their journeys, or, you know, those old slideshows when people would come back from vacation. But I didn't get to do it myself. Now I'm doing that. Now I'm traveling. Now I'm seeing things. So, you know, if you think about it, it's because you get to have a very joyful experience over there. And a lot of souls also, they get their joy from helping people. So that's part of what they're doing, both people that are on their plane of existence and here as well. So, which is a nice bonus for us. Okay, I'm reading the comments again. Nobody sits around like the cartoons and plays the harp all day on the spirit side of life. And thank God, because nobody wants me trying to play the harp. That would that would not be much of a heavenly chorus, I have to say. So, okay, somebody asked me to get back to my coffee cup. There is a joke about that. In mediumship, when you have clairempathy, when you have clairsentience, when you have claircognizance, clear knowing, clear feeling, this sort of thing, physical feeling, sometimes the medium will take on the mannerisms and the vocal style of the person that is coming through from spirit. And, the British train as though you were to put the spirit person on like an overcoat. They come and sit kind of right over top of you. That is not considered trance. That is not entrancement. That is not even, rarely but usually not, we talk about light trance as far as transfiguration. Sometimes certain mediums will work this way where the spirit person will come over top and the client can start to see a little bit of a difference in the face of the medium because they're able to, the spirit person is able to use the medium's energy and vice versa to kind of display that a little better. Okay, so I am going to take a pause here real quick, and I'm going to talk to one of my callers who, God bless you, you've been on the line for a while, and the last four numbers of your phone are 6317. So when I click on you, if you could give me your name and where you're from, that would be awesome. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
My first name is James, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, James. Thank you very much for calling in today. So,
thank you for being on.
Yeah, and, you know, I hope you're doing okay after all of the weather events down there. So,
yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. We're still dealing with debris. So that's the biggest thing for us. All the power has been restored, but it's going to take some time for all the debris to be disposed of.
Well, it does. Yeah. And we're still sending you a lot of healing, I have to say. So, what part of Florida are you calling from today?
I'm calling from South Florida, Miami.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, well, I'm glad we're on the same time zone, too, so that's a nice bonus. And what do you want to talk about today? What did you have a mediumship question, or you just wanted to talk about the joy of spirit?
I'm just, you know, I think that I have a lot of visitations, and I think I would hope that I'm open to recognizing that and honoring that in my space. So I'm wondering if you have any tips on how you can be a little bit more open to the mediumship aspect.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's a really fabulous question. You know, part of this is, I like to say, of course, meditation is the number one way to develop. I find that the more you allow yourself to be in the energy, the easier it is to develop. So for me, I used to love that show Unsolved Mysteries, because in the 80s, that was the only time that anybody talked about mediumship on mainstream media until, you know, the TV mediums came along later. But so I used to love that, and just reading books about different people's experiences, because it helped me to open my eyes to situations in which I say, oh my gosh, that happened to me, and it never even occurred to me that that would be one of my loved ones trying to get in touch with me. So keeping a journal of these things is really, really helpful, because that kind of gives you credit. You know, it gives you an opportunity to really kind of look at what's going on, and when spirit finds a way that they can get in touch with you, they will do that consistently. So for some spirit people, they will come in always, you know, with the smell of their perfume or cologne. For some people, they will always send butterflies, literal and non-literal ones, by the way. And for some people, it's, you know, it's a matter of, like, having that feeling of them or having a dream about them. And dreams, by the way, are also a very, very valid form of visitation. So that's, you know, that's not your imagination. It's an opportunity for them to come in and have that one-on-one chat. And it's not something that all of them are comfortable with. It's something that, you know, is a very effective and meaningful tool for the spirit people. So I would say keep researching, keep reading information, mm-hmm. and looking at what you know has been valid for you, and keep talking to your loved ones, because we are dealing with intelligence on the spirit side of life. So if you have someone that you loved and respected that is now crossed over, you can say to them, you know, I really liked it when you did this, or I really like it when you show me this. And they will do their very best to work with you on that. And that mm-hmm. will build the energy from there. So
that's good. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay. Have a great day. And, you know, I really appreciate the call on that. If you would like to call in, our guest call-in number is 818-739-8818. And when I pick up, if you could give me your first name and where you're from, that's great. You know, one other thing I wanted to talk about, piggybacking on James' question there, was about, you know, setting aside time to talk to your spirit people. I have a joking rule, but it really is a boundary that I set, because I'm not on all the time. I don't think that's a healthy way to live. I choose not to. At least for me, it's not a healthy way to live. So I'm like a taxi. I'm off. When I'm off duty, I'm off duty. And it doesn't mean that I'm turning my abilities off all the way. I have what one of my teachers would call as their emergency contact line or the, you know, universal energies that I need to be aware of will still come through. But otherwise, you know, it's something that I can set a boundary at night. I say, I know mediums that say no spirit people in the bedroom. Unless it's an extreme emergency. I know for myself, I say I'm turning off my cell phone ringer at 9 o'clock and I am turning off my mediumship at 9 o'clock, and so you're going to have to wait and make an appointment. and nothing until my feet hit the floor again in the morning. And part of that sort of act of gratitude, I'll say good morning God, thank you for allowing me to be here for another day. I'm in gratitude. I'll say hello to my loved ones. I also set aside time at the end of my meditation every day to talk to my loved ones. And that may be as little as a hello, or it may be that there's something that I want to kind of catch them up on. And I'll say, what do you think about this? And then I wait for the signs to roll in. And then I will, you know, kind of give myself credit for it when they do. Because I consider myself, even though I do this work professionally, to be an open-minded skeptic. So, FYI. Okay, so I have another caller here, and the last three digits of your phone are 3033. So, let me click on here. Hello.
Hello, it's Karen from Erie,
good morning. Can I ask who's
good
calling
morning.
And where are you from?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wonderful. And what is your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so
Hi,
much for
Suzanne.
Calling. Hi.
Oh,
this is a
I'm so happy to get through to you.
I'm so happy you called. Thank you. So what can I talk about today?
The person that you just talked to about the dreams.
Yes.
My mother died a month and a half ago. Okay, and I just had a dream a few days ago of we were in her kitchen. We did not have a good relationship. We were in her kitchen. I was doing dishes, and I looked up, and the ceiling was on fire. She
oh
looked at it and said, oh, it's not important, and she went to go do a batch of laundry, which is what she would have done. And then when I looked
right.
up again, the fire in the kitchen was gone, but the attic was still burning. I've asked Spirit what this meant, what I'm supposed to get from it, and I've gotten
right.
nothing.
Well, you know, just kind of tapping into the energy there. You know, so your mom came from a fairly staunch religious background, you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we do sort of carry
go
that belief system with us. And,
yeah.
you know, they would bring something like that up, even if it's not something that they're experiencing now. I would say that this is sort of a manifestation. She's recognizing... because when I touch him with her energy specifically, I feel like she was somebody who thought that everybody was a sinner and everybody
yes.
was doing things wrong except for her.
Right.
Which is very interesting. So for her to bring that in, it's sort of a manifestation of, you know, there's... there's hellfire, but it's not. I'm not in it. Like it's not important.
Well,
I'm not looking at it now. It's not part of my con. And by the way, I'm not even remotely saying that she is. I wish
that
I had phrased
one
that.
Of her. That was one of her biggest fears, is that if she
yes.
died, when she died, that she would go to hell, straight to hell, fire. That
yeah.
was her fear. And I kept telling
yeah.
her that that was not what it would happen. I said, you'll be greeted with love.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe she got it. I hope so.
I would think that that was her way of trying to tell you that she did. which is a beautiful thing. And I have to say, you know, in spiritualism, pardon, my voice is going. In spiritualism, we don't believe in a literal hell. We believe, as you were saying, in, you know, a very loving energy, and that we all go home, and we all go home into compassionate and loving arms, greeted by those who can help us heal and help us move forward, and people that we like to have fun with too. So,
you know, and I tried to share, my spiritual experience with her of exactly what you said. That's what I believe, and hopefully that's what she got.
Well, I would say a really awesome seed, you know, and that's something that she obviously tried to come back and say, you know, I want to let you know that this is, you know, it's not important to me anymore. I don't think that way now because I know a better reality. So that's outstanding.
Well, she left all kinds of landmines for me on this side, but okay.
Yeah. It's much harder on the living than it is for those who get to go into spirit. You know, they don't to do paperwork. They don't have to deal with the emotional cleanup in the same way that we do, although they do have to deal with it in their own way, in their own space. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for that machine behind me. I had to take care of somebody.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm sure that we will soon.
You'll be doing this every week?
Every Friday here at 10 a.m., I'm doing Facebook Live as well as the Blog Talk Radio. You get the audio and the visual, and that's why there's coffee.
Good. Well, then I'll share this with more people, okay?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And, I have one other caller on the line, and the last four digits of the phone number are 0802. Click on this. Hello. Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Mary Jo, and I live in Albany, New York.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're about, I think, 6-7 hours from me, so not that far. So thank you for calling in. And did you have a question about mediumship or Lilydale or spiritualism?
I do about the mediumship. And I want to ask you, when you go to a medium and they start talking, so where does that information come from? Who are they talking to over on the other side? I don't understand that.
Well, a medium is somebody who does connect with your spirit loved ones. They are receiving their information directly from them. And that's why we give you identifiers and information to say, this is who's coming through, this is how I'm receiving them, in an auditory way or a feeling way or a knowing way, and allowing them to give some evidence of, you know, personality, of reminiscing, talking about how they've been present in your life, so that you get to know, hey, this is the person that I loved, and they did survive that change called death. And, you know, they may receive information not just touching on kind of what's going on in your life, because our spirit loved ones do see that. I refer to that as being on day pass. That's my little joke, because they don't have to, just because they're coming through, you know, in some cultures, people really think that if a spirit person is coming to visit them, that it means that something's wrong. And that's not the case at all. Spirit people, they can go home immediately to God, and they can come back immediately from our version of time. Because, what is years for us can be like the blink of an eye for them. So, but again, they can move forward and backwards in time, and it's not as restrictive for them. So, they will, now if you go to a intuitive, and all mediums are intuitive, or psychic, as it were, but not all psychics are mediums. And there is a difference in just where the person is getting the energy, which is what you were talking about. For somebody who is psychic or somebody who is intuitive, they would get the information either from your auric base, which is the energy that's around you. It's sort of a collection of, what you're carrying around from you experience-wise. They can also link in with a guide that is technically considered mediumship also, and some people prefer to get their information from there. Some people prefer to get their information from what is creator energy, source energy, which actually is going to be a lot more accurate than auric information, because if so if I'm doing a reading, I want to stay out of your aura, because that's all of the information that you assume you know. And sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes we don't have the okay. Overall picture. Perception. Yeah. So, if I'm doing a reading and I'm connecting with your spirit loved one, and then, so I think of that as being a big satellite dish. And so I'm getting the information, and then sort of out of the corner of my consciousness, I may be aware of something else. That may be that it's something that your spirit person didn't have qualifications to explain to you. So they will bring in information, spirit will give you information to the medium intuitively instead from that source energy to say, okay, I'm also aware of this sort of thing, okay? So there is a big difference in where it comes from and the quality as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it really makes sense now. And I didn't know when she said, I'm going to give you information. And I was thinking she was talking to another medium somewhere.
Ah, okay. Well, yes, sometimes I have heard mediums and intuitives do this, where they will say, they say, which is sort of like they don't necessarily realize that they are switching from the mediumship into another aspect, sort of intuitive information or auric information, depending on the person. So, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in, and I hope you have a wonderful day. We are kind of winding down here. We just have less than a minute, so I'm not going to be able to take any more callers, and I apologize for that. I hope that you will call in again next time. My music is about to go off, but I want to say to everybody who participated today, I am so grateful, and thank you so much for spending the hour with me. I will be back here next week at 10 a.m. again for Celestial Fridays. In the meanwhile, check out all the shows on blogtalkradio.com/LilyDaleRadio. We have on Tuesday evening Colleen Vanderzijden on We have both John White and Willa White, one in the morning at 10 a.m. with Wednesdays with Willa, and Journey of the Light with John White at 8 p.m., and they're both fabulous shows. So all three fabulous shows. And stay tuned, and I'm wishing you good vibes and a really, really awesome day.